Sometimes life offers you extraordinary moments, the kind of moments when you're presented a choice, and what you choose or how you choose to see it not only has an immediate impact, but creates a ripple effect. Here's an example of such a moment.
I remember one time, it was an afternoon like this, and I was along the river spraying knapweed, and my good friend was going down the river. He'd just bought a raft. He stopped and gave me a beer out of the cooler, and he said, "Jump in, let's go for a raft trip." And I said, "No, I can't. I've got to spray the weeds. Really got a mess here." And he said, "Get, jump in the boat and take a look. Haven't you ever seen? You've lost it. It's too late."
To be clear, what Noel Keough and his friend were discussing is spotted knapweed. It's an invasive species plant that crowds out native plants, and as it matures, it becomes unpalatable to livestock. A single plant can produce upwards of 25,000 seeds, and those seeds can be viable in the soil for up to 15 years. Here are two men observing the same problem, but their reactions couldn't be more different. So what would you choose? Admit defeat, grab a cold beer and jump in the raft, or confront what looks like an impossible task that will likely last a lifetime?
I decided then that I was losing it, that it wasn't getting it done alone, and we needed partners, and we needed help.
It seems like every day we hear about groups of people who witness the same event but have opposite interpretations. Like a never-ending sculpture, our belief template is constantly being shaped and formed through our experiences. To some degree, it defines who we are. But it's our choice as to how to interpret meaning, and that interpretation begins with how we see ourselves in our environment. If you spent any time in the valley, you know that we live in a world that is still Jurassic, with timescales far beyond our comprehension. But today celebrates the official decade of the Stillwater Valley Watershed Council. What is the significance of 10 years placed up against millions? If you're listening to this today, then you've seen the evidence for yourselves of how significantly a landscape can be impacted in just 10 years. In 2004, Tim Schaff, Noel Keough, and Tom Kircher saw themselves confronting the same environmental issue, but rather than continuing on their independent paths, they chose to come together and work for something bigger than themselves. This podcast celebrates the 10-year anniversary of the Stillwater Valley Watershed Council, its community, its responsibility towards the environment, and its history of success, projects, and the members who have made it all possible since the very beginning.
It first started when Tom, Noel, and I were on the Beartooth Weed Management Area, which pretty much included the whole Beartooth front. I'm Tim Schaff, and currently he's serving as a chairperson for the council. We talked a lot about cooperative weed management areas to solve some of the local problems, and it was at that point in time that the three of us come up with the idea to develop a cooperative weed management program.
The problems they faced, however, had been accumulating for more than 50 years.
The real problem started way back in probably the 50s when spotted knapweed was introduced. I can remember as a little kid, the old gentleman that lived up the canyon over here told me, he said, "Now, boy, watch out for that purple stuff. I don't know what it is, but it looks pretty bad."
Many years later, the Stillwater Mining Company began to understand the significance of this knapweed problem and initiated an aggressive control program.
But by that time, it had started coming down the Stillwater River corridor, down the highway, and so we knew we needed to do something if we were going to save this river. And we got a grant to start a top-to-bottom sweep of the valley, so we would start at the head up here at the Woodbine Trailhead, and all the commercial applicators we could get to come on board. We put out a bid price. We lined up four-wheelers and backpack sprayers and kind of marched down the valley and sprayed every knapweed we could find.
The team began to see the results of their hard work, but then a lightning strike in Sweetgrass County grew into the Derby Fire, which burned for 23 days, destroyed 26 homes, and scorched more than 207,000 acres.
when the Derby fire went through, it just opened up a lot of the ground cover and allowed a lot of weeds to start. So after we got done with this, we knew that the three of us knew that we didn't want to quit with what we had accomplished, that we wanted to expand it. And the people that were a part of the Derby fire, the landowners, were eager to come on board to try to get something going.
We were fortunate here in the Valley Bottom. The fire was more to the north of here. But once you have a fire go through, if you've got a pre-existing seed source there, when you remove the competition, those seeds are going to germinate and really express themselves. It was amazing timing that we were just beginning to really put some stuff together, and that created a huge awareness issue amongst people and a huge necessity to really get something going on, and sort of spurred the watershed into existence, if you will, or into a fast gallop.
Just as Noel said, we have done a good job of taking care of the weeds up here, but again, with the fire and just kind of the weed population moving down the river and down the valley as it naturally would, it just kind of, the next step was to take it further down the valley. Tom Kircher, I'm a board member on the Stillwater Valley Watershed Council and also a Stillwater Mine environmental compliance person.
So in 2010, Tom, Noel, and Tim, along with local grassroots volunteers, officially formed the Stillwater Valley Watershed Council with the main goal of providing service and education to preserve the ecosystem of the watershed. Here's Council Coordinator Lindsay Clark defining the total area of service.
In technical terms, it's the hydrologic boundary of the Stillwater River. So all the major minor tributaries that flow into the Stillwater, which runs into the Yellowstone, that's the hydrologic boundary.
Using the initial Spotted Knapweed project as a model for success, the Watershed Council areas of focus expanded.
It morphed from the weeds, and in order to get more grant funding and to be sustainable, we had to have other goals and projects, and so fuels, mitigation, and water quality came into play in addition to noxious weed control.
Lightning, warm temperatures, and dry conditions set the scene for significant events like the Derby fire, which has had a lasting impact on the community.
That really brought people in the community together and to try to help with the management of natural resources. You know, if they weren't here during the Derby fire, they have heard stories of the Derby fire, and that is something that's etched in people's mind around here.
Wildland fire has become an increased annual threat to the watershed, and wildfires don't follow property boundaries. So when fuel mitigation projects are completed across connecting tracts of land, they decrease the overall potential risk for another disaster.
A lot of these subdivisions are backed up against the forest, you know, and there's been multiple projects over the last 2 years. It's a pretty popular subject, especially with the local people that live right up against the forest. And the fire danger and things, and educating the people about those fuels reduction and those kind of things.
If you can get a group of landowners to do, with the same goal in mind, to do these treatments and the fuels reduction, then in the big scheme of things, if and when a fire does come through, it's going to have a way bigger effect than if one guy in the middle of a forest with 3 acres decides to do a project.
Again, education of all that sticks in my mind is almost as important as anything individually that we're doing.
Whether it's weed management, fuels mitigation, or water quality, good stewardship begins with education. The more we understand the synergy of these natural systems, the greater our chances are for a sustainable future. And at the heart of the valley is the Stillwater River and its tributaries. How well we care for it has a literal and metaphorical downstream effect.
As far as water quality, some of the things that we have done, the first one was we had educational workshops to help people understand water rights and the responsibility that you have as a landowner. We were also really interested in developing a baseline for the watershed area. So we started with the Stillwater and progressed to the East and West Rosebud and Fishtail Creek, where we had an assessment to identify areas that might need some assistance and provide those landowners with assistance in how we can best improve that water quality of any one of these areas.
The Stillwater Valley is our shared environment, our greater home. The Watershed Council functions as the central location for people to come together to learn about, discuss, and act on ideas that keep our environment healthy.
No matter whether it's weeds, water quality, or forest or soil, individually, they're overwhelming, I think, to the general public. And I think our watershed has been able to pull all those resources together through one entity to where it's not such a overwhelming endeavor.
Whether you own 100 trees or 100 acres of trees, whether your family has been here for six generations or you've just recently moved, whether you're here for only the perfect summers or year-round, braving the harsh winters, everyone can do their part to have a positive impact, even if you're just passing through to fish the pristine rivers or hike into the untouched wilderness.
Because as Noel said earlier, spotted knapweed, leafy spurge, they will travel with anybody that they can latch onto. And so we're hoping our values will be instilled into the non-landowners who use the land and need to be as responsible to the land as a regular landowner.
What's really important about the watershed and what I think has been our success story is the cooperation. I mean, each person has a responsibility, but everybody affects everyone else. So it's not just a one-person job to solve some of these problems. Everybody has to work together. And the watershed has been very successful. And I think a great thanks to our coordinator here, pulling people together and listening to everybody's story.
The Watershed Council provides an open forum in which to exchange all ideas. Any person is free to stand up, share their idea, and work in a collaborative effort to sustain the quality of life.
I think the success of our council has been because we have had new ideas coming in constantly. They've made huge impacts because they come with an idea or something that they're really interested in. I think that's really helped to move us in the right direction.
Over 10 years, the watershed has built a collaborative network consisting of experts and partners to most efficiently transform good ideas into successful projects.
We've done enough projects in our 10 years that there is kind of a process to get the funding secured, and then every grant is different in what they require.
Once the funding is secure, experts in their field are brought on to research, teach, and recommend action.
And so then those experts help me and the board develop a process.
The workflow continues even after the project has been completed. Assessments of the project and the entire process are reviewed in order to refine and make continual improvements.
And then every year, make changes to the programs that's going to make it more efficient or better for landowners, better for the board, better for the grant reporting. So every program's different, but it just starts with the process.
Over the last 10 years, we've been able to take on one project after another and be able to find the funding to help the landowners, which then makes it more manageable and hopefully more sustainable as we move into the future.
A future is only sustainable if you're collaborating with great partners, and the Stillwater Mining Company has provided tremendous support.
We've had a tremendous partner there, and one of the big pluses of that was that we've been able to use their weed budget as a matching fund to match these other grants with. So we've had a lot of funds come to us because of the generosity and the attitude that the mining company, Sibanye-Stillwater, and its predecessors have shown. Very thankful for that. That's been one of our biggest partners in this whole program.
We give them where credit is due, because if it wasn't for the mine and what they did in the beginning, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at today.
I work for Stillwater Mine and the environmental department. I look out my office window, and not everybody who has an office that looks out on what I look out on, you know, every day. And I see it because of the watershed, not just the watershed, but just the people's commitment. The place is staying pretty nice.
Think about that word, commitment. Commitment only happens when many corresponding choices are linked together over time. In fact, the choices build on top of and fuse with one another, and it makes the commitment stronger. That day that Noel chose to forego the rafting trip in order to fight the weeds, perhaps set off a ripple effect of commitment still in motion today, and it's because he didn't see himself as separate from his environment. He saw himself as part of it.
I think that's when things really changed, when I quit focusing on just trying to keep the weeds off of our place and started learning about fighting them on everybody else's place, getting them to help So I think that was the big change in my attitude and my approach to how we were going to get a solution to get things done.
Like Noel, you probably have your own story about that moment when your values intersected with your environment and gave you meaning. If you take a glance at the last 10 years of the watershed, you'll see how meaning has been the motivation to get things done. From weed control to water quality and quantity, forest health and soil enhancements, forging strong partnerships with field experts and local, state, and federal organizations, the total number of watershed council members has tripled since the beginning, now reaching over 280. A consistent increase in funding and a litany of completed projects. Most importantly, though, over the last 10 years, you see how meaning and commitment point us in the direction of success.
You know, 10 years ago, we didn't even have a clue where we were headed. But hopefully, what we are accomplishing will inspire other landowners and the public to see our values and to be supportive of our cause.
You know, we all live, work, and play here. It takes some stewardship, you know, on everybody's part. But when you get a group together that's picking up multiple endeavors with the forest and the water and the weeds, and you seed that into the valley, if you will, it's an example, you know, for other watersheds, for that matter. That's one of the values here, I think, is just being good stewards of what's here, you know, and helping other people learn that same thing.
And to see the growth in 10 years, I'd have never imagined it. But it's been because of the community and the agencies that believed in what we were accomplished, and with each accomplishment or success brought on more success because more people believed that we could accomplish things. The ultimate success will be if we can sustain this into the future, and that's going to be the most difficult thing at this point. So our successes probably will be measured by our future.
This river, every time I float it, I'm so proud of what we've done here, because there was a place right over on the other side of the river here that you couldn't see a four-wheeler parked in it. The knapweed was so high and so thick. And you look over there now and it's beautiful aspen trees and cottonwoods and willows. You'd never believe what we've done since 2006. As Tim was saying, our success is going to be measured in the future. Can we sustain it? But the proof is in the pudding. I mean, we can see it. So to be able to get started, get on your feet, get that much under your belt, and still be successful and have a bright future as far as we're looking right now, I think 10 years is monumental in getting going. We certainly are a success story to this point.
And to see the community come together at our banquets and other educational, seeing them come and support, seeing this take place, it's been a long time. Like Noel, we've been here, we saw the changes, we see the community, but the community grows, so our community has to grow. Our agencies need to grow, and our outreach needs to grow, and I think we'll be very successful for the future.
I think in today's society, any little bit of hope that you can have really means a lot, and that this 10 years makes us hopeful for another 10. And what we've accomplished in these past 10 or 14 years, what can we accomplish in the next? You know, if we have the support of landowners and recreationalists and agencies, what's the next 10 years going to bring? You know, and there's a lot of hope there that we can do even more, and we will do even more.
It's clear to see the positive impact made in this valley over the past 10 years. That impact can only be accomplished if you see yourself as part of your environment and constantly learning more and doing more. But on days like today, take a minute. Put all the important and challenging work out of your mind. Close your eyes. Feel the warm sun on your face and curl your toes into the grass. Feel that real connection to your environment. Feel it deeply. Feel it all the way down to your nerve endings.
My husband and I ranch, and so our lives are so busy with kids and cattle and horses and just day-to-day things that you lose touch with how beautiful the place is. So if I'm out, you just stop and I have to look and I have to think about how lucky we are to be living in a place like this. People pay a lot of money to come and spend a week out here horseback riding or hiking or fishing. And we get to live this every day.